here with Coach from Georgia Tech Volleyball. We'll start with last weekend. You split it, won at Notre Dame and dropped the Louisville contest. Just overall, what were just some of the positives that you could take from that weekend?
I think it was a good team win. I think that we played, we went into a 6-2, which we hadn't done a lot all year, and everybody was able to step up and contribute. So it was good to see that side of it. I think that at Notre Dame, we just kind of kept trying to find a rhythm, and we were able to stay resilient, stay consistent, kind of take away that 26-24 game to kind of get us going. So it was a great weekend for us. And then in Louisville, I mean, we competed really well the first two games against a very good team in their home court on their senior day. So, I mean, I was definitely very proud of how we showed up, and we made it really hard for them. So that was good to see. It was unfortunate that we couldn't finish in those first two sets because we did have, set points in both of them, and we just weren't able to execute at the level that we needed to execute. And then game three, just right in the beginning of the match, I got a 7-2 run, and then it was just really hard to catch up after that. But it was good to see us playing at this level and being able to compete with a team like that this late in the season. And it definitely carried some momentum over to this week.
Ashley Askin spoke with her. She played in Louisville this previous week, but she also had a career performance against Notre Dame with the highs and digs and kills. Mm-hmm. Just discuss her performance and this strong play that you're seeing towards the end of the year from her.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. She's becoming more and more consistent for us, more and more reliable. I think one of the things that she has gotten better at is just playing the overall game, so defensively, ball control, serve, receive. Those are all things that we have been working with her ever since she got here, and it is an important part for every outside that plays in our program. So she's really bought into that, and she has grown that side of her game and, become a much more consistent player for us, and that's what we need out of her.
Tegan Van Gus had another double-double performances. I spoke with her before about being an all-conference member because those are going to come out, I'm sure, pretty soon. I just discussed her being just one of the top players in the conference.
And right.
Just her office performance this year.
Yeah, I mean, she's definitely, I mean, we don't know if she will be, but I'll be very surprised if she isn't. I mean, she's leading, is leading the conference in points. She's a top three in kills per set. And she has done a great job for us all year. Every team is scouting to defend her and stop her. And she's been able to put up the numbers that she has put up. So it's great to see that. Very proud of her growth and really looking forward to her future.
Two more things. This week you have Florida State and Miami coming into town. What are you trying to see from these last two matches? You want to get the wins, but besides that, what are you looking from the team to do well against in these final two games of the regular season?
We have always talked about it's a marathon, it's not a sprint, and the vision that we have for this program. And so, I mean, I all these kids are going to be back here besides Wimberly next year, and they know that they're building towards something that's bigger than right now. And I think they have that mindset. They understand how important it is to finish the year as strong as possible so that we're carrying over momentum to the spring and the summer, and really forcing us to work hard. I mean, I think that we've done a lot of really good things this season, and we have, made some big strides, but we definitely feel like we could have done a little more, and so I think that we want more. We know that this group can do more. We want to be more consistent. We have higher expectations of ourselves, and so we are going to be, kind of putting that on the line for tomorrow and Friday and making sure that we finish as strong as possible, and then work even harder than we did last spring, this spring, to make sure that next fall we're in the best position possible to have the season we want.
And lastly, you've earned more wins overall and in conference this year in the ACC. Just what have been the improvements that you've noticed from this year as compared to last year?
I think we're just overall playing the game better. We're making less errors. We're kind of controlling our side of the court a little bit better. I think we're more diverse offensively, so we're a little more consistent with that. I think, understanding the game at a different level. So I think that we kind of get the game a little more, what we want to do, strategy-wise, each player, their expectations, and what we want out of them in every situation in the game. And I think they're more comfortable performing those. It's great to see that. I think it's overall just, we're a year later into the system and into you know, the coaching staff and the vision and what we want to do. And I think they, it's natural to be doing that progression because they are putting in the work that we're asking out of them. So we should be seeing the growth that we're seeing.
Appreciate it. Thank you.